Washington, Elon Musk, the CEO of Twitter, is being sued over a tweet he made 4 years ago in which he claimed Tesla shareholder funding was secured, according to CNN. Musk, Tesla and other Tesla directors are facing a shareholder lawsuit over his now infamous 2018 tweet, in which he said was thinking about taking Tesla private at a price of $420 a share. If he had ended the tweet right there, there wouldn't still be coverage of it, or a lawsuit that seeks unspecified damages, but he concluded it with two words that have resulted in Musk having to pay millions of dollars in fines and legal fees, funding secured. As of now, it turned out that while Musk had spoken to executives of the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund about the money he would need to take Tesla private, the funding was anything but secured, reported CNN. Tesla's shareholders claim they were defrauded by Musk's 2018 statement that funding was secured to take the electric car maker private. The lawsuit seeks damages for shareholders who bought or sold Tesla stock in the days after Musk's tweets on August 7, 2018. The company's shares shot higher and then fell again after August 17, 2018. Tesla shares initially climbed 11% on the day of on his original tweet, but they never reached that promised $420 level, reaching a high that day of $387.46. And they soon fell well below their pre-tweet price of $344, hitting $263.24 a month later, as it became clear that the funding was less than secure, prompting the shareholder suit that is just now reaching trial after more than 4 years, further reported CNN. Musk's tweet also prompted a civil suit by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the federal agency charged with protecting investors by requiring executives to tell the truth. It initially sought to strip him of his position as Tesla's CEO. It eventually reached a settlement with Musk in which he and Tesla each agreed to pay $20 million in fines, and Musk gave up his title as chairman of the company but retained the CEO title. It also required that any tweet he sent out with material information about Tesla be reviewed in advance by other company executives. Musk later said he only agreed to the settlement because continuing to fight would have resulted in banks cutting off the funding that Tesla needed to survive, which was then losing money and facing a cash crunch. In comments at a TED conference last year, he compared the negotiations with the SEC as comparable to someone pointing a gun to his child's head. But despite his claims to have funding secured, federal judge Edward Chen, who is hearing the case that starts January 17, said in a ruling last April that no reasonable jury could find Musk's tweets on August 7, 2018, accurate or not misleading, and rejected Musk and other defendants' request to have the case dismissed before trial. Last week, Chen also ruled against a motion by Musk and other defendants to have the case moved to Texas, where Tesla's headquarters are now based, rather than in San Francisco. They had argued that media attention about Musk and his purchase of Twitter made it impossible to find an unbiased jury in the San Francisco Bay Area, particularly its coverage of his layoffs at Twitter since completing the purchase, and his views on allowing tweets which might have previously been banned for spreading misinformation. This is only the latest court case involving Musk. He is still awaiting a decision in a bench trial in a separate shareholder case held in Delaware State Court challenging the compensation package he received from Tesla that made him the richest person on the planet until the recent decline in the company's stock price, reported CNN. With inputs from NI.